And this is where it felt starting to feel like a nightmare to me. Mm-hmm. But we're actually not at the nightmare story yet. We're not there yet. So far, this is all just preamble. What felt like a nightmare to me was...
A listener production.
This podcast is being recorded on Gadigal land. We pay our respects to the traditional custodians of this country and elders past, present. We extend our respect to any First Nations, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people joining us today. Okay, guys, we've got him for a nightmare fuel. One of my favourite people, I think. I'm actually nervous to even look at him.
No.
No, I'm like I'm a big fan.
Really?
I'm a big fan of Josh Thomas.
Hello.
Hello.
You know, I'm a really big fan of you. I really like you. I'm really happy that you're doing a lot of stuff. I liked you when we did Dave Hughes together.
Yeah,
I feel, you know what, it was, you're quite a big thing in my life because you're one of my best lesbian friends' hall pass. And it's a very serious hall pass. Like, they're a very monogamous couple.
Oh,
and I did sort of think, when the partner accepted you as the hall pass, I did sort of think, that's very risky.
It's too close.
Absolutely going to introduce you to Abby Chatfield. Like, that's 100% gonna happen. Like, you meant to pick like Nicole Kidman.
Yeah.
But like, we can do it.
We can introduce you to her. Yeah. Can we have a threesome situation?
Me and two women?
I think she met the couple.
Oh no. Oh, you? I thought you were offering them to me, and I was like, oh, honey, I don't think so. I'll try my best, yeah, I suppose.
You could be encouraging on the sidelines.
Yeah, I mean, I love a story. Yeah. I've done a lot of things in my life for the story, and I would do it, but I wouldn't like it. And neither would you.
No, it'd be awful. Yeah. So Josh has a show on currently a national tour,
uh-huh.
Side of the Opera House. I went to the show last week,
and this
is how much I love Josh. Is I was there and I get really bad migraines. Like, I've gone to hospital before for migraines. So I vomit for like 3 days and can't live. And I was getting a migraine from the chairs at the Opera House. Because it's a physical thing. It's not a hormonal thing. It's okay. It's a shoulder issue. Anyway. And I was literally, when I'd laugh, I'd go, because I was going to vomit because it was so funny that I was laughing. And my friend Rowdy was going, are you okay?
What do you mean?
Well, because I was getting them. As he walked in, the migraine was coming on. So I got a Curly Whirly and 2 Four Sugar Cokes to get through the show.
Because of me?
No, because my migraine was so bad.
A Curly Whirly to fix a migraine? That's not science.
No, because the sugar.
Okay.
And I thought, I love Josh Thomas so much. Anyone else, I would have left.
Thank you so much.
These tickets are free. So
I need you to know we can get you tickets anytime.
Well, maybe I should go again. And not be almost vomiting, but I was like sculling this Coke and I was going, I was sweating, clammy, going, this is so funny, I have to stay, but I might vomit on the poor person in front of me. Like, at one point I was rearranging my seat going.
That would have been great for me, to be honest, if you vomited on someone during my opening night. Yeah. The Daily Mail would have... I would have sold like 12 more tickets.
I did think, good story.
It would have been
good,
story. Yeah.
But I also saw a few of people that I know, and I just kind of ran out and it looked very rude. Like, I was just ignoring everyone that I knew.
Mm-hmm.
But in fact, I was going to, yeah, bitch. Yeah. You're like, Abby Chatfield's a fucking cunt. She vomited over everyone outside the opera house. A seagull's covered in vomit. She's fucked. But it was that good. So thank you for having
me. Yeah.
But I also am such a big fan of you that I actually kind of, I hope he doesn't listen to this, but you were actually the breaking point, I think, for a moment in a relationship that I decided to dump someone.
What do you mean?
So you made me vomit and go through a breakup.
What do you mean?
So I had a migraine again.
It's quite a light show, isn't it?
No, it wasn't for your show.
Uh-huh.
So I had a really bad migraine and I was staying with someone that I was dating and I was really sick. This is when I went to hospital for the migraine.
Uh-huh.
I was vomiting. It was 3 days. I hadn't eaten in 3 days. I was vomiting. I was like crying.
You had a Curly Whirly.
No Curly Whirlies in sight.
Yeah.
Well, he only would give me lemon juice and I was going, give me a fucking Curly Whirly right now. Putting my feet in hot water. Everyone's messaging me going, on TikTok I saw I go get fucked. And I go, I just want to watch a show that I love. So let's put on Please Like Me, which is your show, obviously. And he said, I don't like Josh Thomas.
And then you dumped him for me?
No, I did. Then I thought, this probably isn't compatible. And I was like, we should watch Josh Thomas because, like, I was like, well, it's my decision because no Curly Whirly and migraine.
Uh-huh.
So he watched it. And I think he pretended to really like it, but he didn't quite get it. And I was genuinely, like, shocked because everyone loves that show.
thank you.
And yeah, everyone else in the world loves her. Don't worry. And I was kind of like, I don't think we have the same sense of humor. I don't think you get me. And then like the next week, I dumped him.
This is the nicest, most beautiful thing anybody's ever said to me in my whole life. But I do sort of think if your straight boyfriend's like, yeah, I love Josh Thomas.
No, but I don't know. It wasn't the main reason, but it was one point in therapy that I spoke about. Where I said, and I really wanted to watch Josh Thomas. And he didn't quite get it to the point of when you're doing a show in Brunswick. And I was like, you should come to this show with me. When I got tickets to opening night, I said to my ex, like, you should come with me because you need to learn how good Josh Thomas is. And he was like, ha ha, yeah, I can't, unfortunately. And I was like, I really think you should come. So
did he come? No.
No, he was away.
Who did you go with?
Rowdy, my best friend.
Okay, good. Rowdy sounds like someone we want there, to be honest.
Yeah, he's an EP at the ABC and he thought it was funny, so that's worthwhile.
Okay, you know? That's good.
That's joyous. So yeah, you had a breakup and a almost vomit from me.
And you got from me somebody wanting to have sex with you.
Isn't this beautiful? That's nice.
My whole day today has been, I messaged the group chat and I said, I need a nightmare story for the Abby Chatfield podcast. Mm-hmm. So my whole day, my phone has just been like ding, 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 like 240 text messages about bad things that I've done. How many do you want?
I mean, I want... Oh,
a lot of them were times people shat on me.
A lot of them.
Multiple. Like a huge run. Well, I mean, but like the poop ones, I don't think they're that funny and I don't want to talk about them publicly because I think my anal sex, it is high risk, high reward.
It is
high.
Well, actually, I've got a butt plug for you.
Oh, thank you.
I've got a thank butt you. Plug for
I'm
you.
I'm not
going
to put that in me, but I'll give it to someone.
You can gift it to someone like charity or something. Donate it to Salvos. Put it in the Vinny's bin. That is pretty beautiful.
So I was on the group chat and everyone's just been texting me. And for it was a lot of times guys have shat on me. But a lot of like spectacular ones.
Okay.
But I don't really want to talk about them because I do think that, I do pride myself on, you know, if someone poops on me being really sweet about it, of course.
And how are you sweet about it? Because I'd love to
see what Josh Thomas.
Yeah.
Well, because when I was young, this boy said to me, we're in the shower, and he said, oh my God, you've been so nice about this. And I was like, isn't everybody nice about this? Like this is like part of the deal. And he was like, no, some tops are really mean about it. And I just couldn't, I was so outraged. I felt so righteous. So all through ever since then, I've just always wanting to be like the sweetest, most nicest person.
So activism.
So I always, you need clear communication that it's things have changed, the situation's changed. Because sometimes if you like leave it a bit vague, then that's worse actually. So I always do, oh no, wait, this, I can't believe I'm going to tell you this.
I'm dying. Okay, I'm
always,
so excited.
Like, I always do like a terrible feeling. Like a not sensual, like a tap, and then I say, hey, I think we should have a shower. But like the tap, you see that and you think, what a nightmare. But that's the point, right? You need a clear shift in.
Sure.
Like there's been a clear shift. Vibe. There's been a clear chapter change. Mm-hmm. We're in a different narrative now. We're not where we were 30 seconds ago. The mood has shifted. Uh-huh. You need to be clear. Clarity is kindness.
It is.
And then I just say, let's have a shower. And then we have a shower.
Are you doing this at any side of poo?
No. But just if it's, you know, if it's insurmountable and if it's insurmountable, but I've had a couple that are like legendary in my group. I'm not going to tell you the stories, but I do. There's two that I do think I look back on it and I think they did it on purpose.
What do you mean?
Because some people are into that, right?
The scat?
Yeah. And they would be into like the weirdness of the moment and like the discomfort. And there's just like
the shame.
Two guys that have kind of lingered in it.
In what way? Josh, in what have they lingered in it?
I think I've made my point.
Well, they're going,
No, they just like didn't leave. And they didn't like clean. There was no sense of like, okay, we've got to like, it was like, so it was a lot. It was like more than I think you could be not aware of going in.
So perhaps they've taken a laxative?
I think that they've... I don't want to get too... I've got a lot of these. That's the first nightmare story.
Okay.
It's just that I think that they did it on purpose. And then they're sitting in the bed, like, chatting, and I'm sitting there, like... I'm showering and they didn't shower and they're like chatting to me and it's not a normal mistake amount. It's like gruesome. It's like a horror scene and they're just like chatting to me and kind of like looking at me in this way that like I played it back in my mind later and I thought, no, you did that to me.
You wanted to feel that attacked. Moment. Yeah. Oscar, as a top, have you experienced this?
No, I actually haven't. And I'm thinking like if they were actually turned on, Like, it's just strange that they were deciding to just chat amongst themselves. Like, wouldn't you kind of, like, get a little bit more involved?
They just didn't, like, yeah, they just didn't let it. Oh, fuck. One guy. Oh, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
No,
Josh, it does matter.
I've got a lot more than you.
Okay, what is okay. What did one guy do?
Oh, one guy, like, really. Oh, it doesn't matter, but he. He did it a few times, and I was like, that's too many times. And he also was like very slutty. I was like, you know how to do this. Actually, you're a professional. Like, you're actually in control of this. And one time was really bad. He got me to time up, and he got me to time up, which I've never done. So I'm just like goofily. Oh my God. I was a scout, but not like, I haven't done, I'm
not in a sexy way.
I haven't practiced. Mm. And then he's like, but he's tied up. And then it happens, and then, like, I had to untie him, so we were stuck in it for ages. And I look back, and I thought that was premeditated.
Oh.
I thought that was premeditated.
I'm so rarely speeches on the podcast.
Yeah, that is very true.
So he's tied up. He's literally, he's like, done, a tied up, like, a pig in shit.
And I do think maybe it was on purpose.
I feel like it could be as well.
Once I was in Amsterdam.
Keeps going.
No, there's so many. I've got so many.
Oh, my God.
I've got 160.
Oh, my God. Text keep coming, like, my phone's still going off.
My phone is there still texting me.
Oh my God.
Once I was in Amsterdam and I got home, I was at a party and I was so sweaty, you know, like, mm-hmm. just so, that's actually not a part of the story. I just really stuck with me. Uh-huh. I've never been so sweaty.
I
lost my key somewhere along the way. I couldn't get into the hotel, and I got back at like 5 a.m. and they open at 6:30 a.m. Mm-hmm. So I thought I'll go to the park and watch the birds. Yeah.
Oh, that's it. Okay, that's it.
And
the
then I'm walking out of the park, and there's this hot guy like walking behind me, and then he comes up to me and he goes, "Gay?" And I said, "What?" And he said, "Gay?" And I was like, "Yeah." And then
that's an opening line.
Well,
I've never
done park cruising, so I was so excited to do some park cruising, because like that's like the forefathers.
Like vintage,
yeah,
vintage.
That's our heritage.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Right? That's like our culture.
Yeah. Oh my God, so true.
It's reconnecting with our roots.
That's beautiful.
And then I went into the bushes with this boy, and then he tried to rob me. So that's one, but that's fine. I really liked that, actually, because I did have an hour and a half to kill. I needed something to happen.
Okay, yeah, something. And that wasn't training at very least.
And he didn't get any money from me. And I, you know, it's still
content.
Still going around the group chat. And that was 90 minutes that was going to be wasted watching birds. So I was happy about
so
that.
So actually you won that one. So really, that was kind of a dream. That wasn't even a nightmare. It was
I sort of walked away and I said, thank you.
Thank you so much for that story.
It was so hot.
Oh my God.
My friends thought maybe the time my kitchen was lit on fire by the plumber would be good, but it's actually not a funny story. That's the whole story.
It was just the plumber lit it on.
He lit my kitchen on fire.
How? Fire and water, how?
Because it was welding. Oh. It's not a good story. No, they were wrong about that.
Yeah, wrong.
It's very short too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I could make it longer, but it's not. Imagine it. It's really annoying. My house is on fire.
Yeah, how annoying. Scary.
So annoying.
Actually scary.
So annoying.
Yeah.
Oh, he was so sad.
And why was he sad? Why?
Because, of course, I didn't realize at the time, but he has to pay for it because he's the plumber. And he was so sad. And I was out the front with all the fire department saying, hey, babe, don't worry about it. I'm not worried about this. We'll sort it out. Like, I'll get my insurance. Like, you don't need to be sad. No. I'm like comforting him in front of my burnt down house. And then, wait, what was that? There was another one. I've got two that I think maybe the real ones.
Okay, I want...
They're both... We're going to do both.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay, what are the options?
Okay, so one,
give me a summary.
One's another sex one, mm-hmm. and the other one's like a grotesque horror story. It's the longest.
Oh.
I think sex one first and then grotesque horror story. Is that what you reckon?
I think so, because the grotesque horror story is so long.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I feel like that's a good... Because you can't really come back from a grotesque story, but you can come back from a sex story. You know what I mean?
Now with this guy, and I don't know how to say this without sounding like I'm against it, but I'm just not like really into kinks really. I just don't like, for me, they just always, I'll try it, of course, because one day we might be on this podcast and I want to be able to talk about it. Honestly, that's why, but it's always like, they're always so serious, right? Everyone's always so earnest about it. There's like a lot of performance. And
they use the word play?
Yeah. And it's just very like, I don't know. It's just a bit. It's not very funny, and I can't really cope with it.
And laughs by giggles, so what's the point?
But I was seeing this boy for like a, like, not dating, but like running into this boy for like years and years and years, and he really liked doing kinky stuff, but his thing was he liked being humiliated. So I kind of really liked that, because if I thought it was stupid, because I'm always in the middle of these things with these boys, like when I'm tying that boy up that I was telling about before, I'm always in the middle of it thinking, this is so stupid and you're being so serious about it. This is like so silly. Do you know what I mean? This is so silly. I was dating this trans man and there was like this like talk of like a strap on, and I just looked at him and I said, me and you aren't going to cope with that, right? We're going to giggle. We're going to giggle so much. I don't know. It wasn't going to use it with me. I don't know what that story was. Delete that story. And but I'm always like, they're so serious. And but he likes to be humiliated. So that's great. Like, I can just be like, that was so dumb.
Yeah.
I can be myself.
Yeah, it's so true.
We were out in. I can be myself. I can giggle.
Humiliate people, but so good.
Yeah, I don't want to be mean, but I can just be like, this is so stupid. Why are we doing this? Why are you making me do this to you? This is the silliest thing. You're being so silly. And that's my honest reaction. And he'll be delighted, right?
Win-win.
Great. So great. So I really liked trying weird stuff with this boy. And one day he was out and he asked me, I wonder if you know about this kink. It's a very gay man's kink. Mm. He asked me to take him into chastity.
Chastity Bill?
Yeah, just like a little cage.
On the cock. Yeah. I know about that. Yeah.
And he wanted me to, so we had to go and buy this cage in the middle of the night.
So explain, so for listeners who don't know what it is, it's just like it's a cock cage with a little lock on it.
It's like a very complicated device and there's a lock on it with a key, right? And people use them in all sorts of different ways. But at this point in my life, I didn't know what this was for. I just knew that he wanted me to lock his dick in a little cage.
Keep there like a little pet.
And I thought, I'm not so busy. I got time.
So true. Right?
And so we're going around Manhattan trying to find this cage, right? I bought it for him. It was $180.
Because it's like undies that are metal, hey, but with a cock.
No,
is it just...
it's not. You were mentioning kind of medieval times. This is like a plastic.
Iron Maiden.
I feel like maybe you need to Google it.
Okay.
It's like a plastic, there's lots of pieces, like spaces and rings, but the dick is in like a clear, this one was a clear plastic.
It's like a cup that, like a, you know, chastity. What do you call the, yeah, like a cup for cricket, but it's really locked in, right? Like it's.
Yeah, well, but it's like just on the shaft and like they can't get erect. They can't get erect.
Oh, shit. Fuck. That's fucked. No, not kink shaming. That is.
It's rough. No, it's so rough. So, you can shut. So the penis goes in there, and you see there's a little padlock, and there's like a little key.
Yeah.
So he wants me to put it in that, and then I'm like, sure, whatever. I'm not so busy. And then we get to it was $180. That's not a big part of the story. I brought it up twice, but it was a bit of a shock to get there and find out this guy's house.
$180.
And then it was $180.
That's a lot. Also, US?
U.S. But it was a few years ago. I don't know what the exchange
in
was.
Inflation. Yeah. Today's money.
So I lock him in the little thing, giggling. It's a lot of kit. It's like a lot of pieces. And then I find out that he wants me to take the key and just leave him in it for like, I was going back to L.A.
Yeah, but they want it for like weeks, don't they?
Yeah. So I'm just taking the key. We don't know when we're going to see each other again. And again, I'm like, well, what's this to me?
Oh, in perpetuity. So it wasn't like, I'm back in a week, we'll do it for a week.
I kind of liked it because he's cute. I thought, well, I know we're going to get to have sex one day. I don't know when, but that doesn't really feel like my problem.
Right, okay,
fair. That feels like your problem.
Yeah, because he kind of sucks with anyone at all. I guess he could.
No, he does stuff. That's what he wants. He wants, for him, I think lots of people have different things that they like out of this.
Mm-hmm.
He likes, he'll go home with a boy, not tell them, and then they'll like take off his pants, and then they'll be like, he'll be like, have to explain it. And that moment of embarrassment is like a big deal. Or what do you like? And this is where it felt starting to feel like a nightmare to me. Mm-hmm. But we're actually not at the nightmare story. We're not there yet. So far, this is all just preamble. What felt like a nightmare to me was I found out that he really wanted, his thing that he really wanted was to get caught by airport security. And that I didn't like. I actually felt like that was not that ethical.
Well, it's not, because you're involving others in your kink that aren't consenting at all.
And actually, I saw like Delta Airlines did like a Twitter thread about how people need to stop doing this because this is such a popular. Since this happened 4 or 5 years ago, this is a huge thing.
Okay.
Is these cages.
Okay, love.
And it turns out it's a big problem for airport security.
Really? They're like, please stop wearing cock cages.
Because it shows up, right? When you do the scan, there's like something there. And then they have to pat you down. And then they're like, what is this? And then you know.
But you can't really take it off just for the flight if you want it on all the time.
No, they can't take it. I got the key.
Yeah, so you actually can't.
There's nothing you can do, right? But he got a metal. Anyway, so then.
It's like having screws in your leg or something from like a broken ankle. It's like, you can't get rid of it.
You can't get rid of it, no. And so, and then he's like, Samuel, and all the time, like, because I still thought, sure, I did hear what I care. This isn't really a big burden on me. But then, of course, he always wants to talk about it.
Yeah, to remind himself how shameful he is. Like, pictures. Still caged and up.
Yeah, you know, someone's like sending you these texts and you're like sort of messaging out of the corner, yeah. Like just like
on
yes,
set. Literally, there are times on set, I'm like, yeah, I'm going to come. And I'm like, then I'm about to go to FY Island. Like,
yeah, this is amazing. Like, yeah, you like, look silly.
You're so hot. I miss your cock in the cage. You know? Yeah.
I don't really care. Yeah. To be honest.
Yeah, yeah. And I thought about it.
Anyway, so then he got to LA and the bit that was a nightmare was I woke up, you know, he left, right? We take it off.
Yep.
Eventually.
How many weeks later?
I would say it was 3 weeks.
Okay, cool.
Good question.
Yeah, it's a long time.
You're a good host.
Thank you.
That is what the people wanted to know. That is what the people wanted to know. It was about 3 weeks.
Okay, right, okay.
And then I woke up and of course there's this cage I spent $180 on just sitting in the bed and all its parts. And I just sort of put my dick in it for science.
No. No, no, no.
You can see where this is going. I lost the key out.
So you're playing around, you're going, well, also it is expensive, so you're going, I've got to try this thing.
Yeah.
And you put your flaccid cock.
Well, no, I was totally like, what does it feel like? Because you can't get an erection in there. I was like, what is it? So I wanted to see, I was like, what does it feel like if you like are horny in it? But I couldn't get horny because I don't know. It's like so much kit. Like so, think about all these kinks. There's so much stuff. There's so many bits and pieces, right? Like, it's just like a lot of chores, to be honest. Like building an IKEA cabinet to try and get my dick in this cage. I finally get the dick in the cage. The bits are everywhere. And I can't, I lost the, completely okay. Lost the key.
Okay, so the cock gates are cut. Okay, so the cage is on.
Yeah.
And then you're going, okay, I've had enough now. How, okay, what was the sensation, genuinely?
No, I put it on and thought, this is the, it's so intense how boring this is, I thought. Because you would think that it would be interesting in some way, but I was like, this is just boring. This is just a dull weight on my penis. Of course, I'm not going to get horny with it. I'm just so tired from having to figure out all these locks and spaces and rings and all this stuff you have to do. And I'm texting my friends, right? I forgot about this happened, by the way. So I'm texting my friends, saying, what's some nightmare stories? And my friend replied back, the time you locked your dick in a cage. And I was like, fuck, I forgot that happened.
But how long between
that
getting
that seems
done?
Like something you'd remember that happened,
that
doesn't
like
it?
That would be like a core memory. But maybe you blocked it out because it was so scary.
It was just kind of boring, to be honest.
But how long until you started panicking? Because you know, like when you can't find your car keys and you go, okay, they're not in the usual spot. I'll look somewhere else. And you go, okay, then they're not there. And then you go, I'm actually late now. I'm going to panic and get upset.
Yeah, yeah.
How long? Also, not a good idea with ADHD to be having things with a singular key.
No, don't lock key in a
Should put an air tag on it.
Should put an air tag on the key before I start. Yeah. What was I thinking? Yeah, if only I had you there.
But how long until panic set in?
So I have this moment when I think, well, this is funny.
Write it down, do a voiceover for the show.
Go this is funny that I've done this. I text all my friends. I'm standing here now. Yeah. I cannot find it. Mm. But I think I'll just find it. Mm. And I've never found it.
So what did you do?
So everyone's texting me with ideas. There was a moment I was standing there with a hammer.
Oh.
And I thought, no, this is not a way forward.
No.
This is not a way forward. And then I sort of trying to break the lock because the locks aren't that you can break them.
Yeah.
The idea is that if you broke them, the person who owned the key would know, and then you'd get punished. But I couldn't really work. It was like the metal one. I just anyway. It doesn't how I got it out. It's just it doesn't matter.
It does matter. How the fuck did you get out?
You just sort of I just had to like because the plastic's not malleable, but my penis is malleable. So I just had to
shimmy.
Oh.
Dare it out.
Oh, I wish that hurt.
It was fine, actually.
But you just kind of like squished it and then pulled.
Yeah, got cold. And then just sort of like.
Okay, that's actually.
I would say it was 40 minutes.
Oh my God. So you just like what? You put ice on your cock or something?
Yeah. wet
okay,
it.
Okay, hot tip to anyone in a cage right now, you can just ice your cock and get it out.
I did sort of think, I thought, oh, these are a scam. You can get them out in only 40 minutes.
She's taking it back and gone, excuse me, I got out of this in 40 minutes. This is far too $180. Easy for my life.
How much was that on the website, by the way? They only cost $20. I got ripped off.
This is the thing. I think back then sex toys, like how long was it? Like 3-4 years ago?
It was like a 24-hour Manhattan sex toy store at 2 a.m. They know that if you're in there.
You're desperate.
You're not negotiating.
You can get, and they're really only 3.5 inches. They're quite small. So you got to squish your cock down, do you?
3.5 inches for a flaccid penis. Is...
Oh, true, actually. Oh, I'm thinking centimeters. I'm thinking like an inch. Okay, so $85. Oh, yeah. There's one for $249.95 that's pink.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah, yeah, it's aesthetic.
Bottega Veneta.
Okay, that is Bottega. That's stunning. Okay, and you can get a cheap one for $75.
Yeah, okay.
Do you want me to order one now?
No. I'm retired. Okay. I'm retired, yeah.
Listener Production.